This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Talks on ending the conflict in Sudan are planned for Saudi Arabia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia say Sudan's warring sides are beginning talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that's killed hundreds and pushed Sudan to the brink of collapse. They say the negotiations will take place in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It will be the first between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces since clashes broke out on April 15. The talks follow concerted efforts by Saudi Arabia and other international partners to pressure the two warring generals in Sudan to the negotiating table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The potential criminal charges against a U.S. Marine veteran who put Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold aboard a New York City subway train Monday might depend on whether a reasonable New Yorker would have acted similarly. That's the message from Reverend Al Sharpton, who spoke out against Neely's death on the National Action Network Saturday.
New York, it's you get on the subway and you have a mental problem and you choke them to death. We cannot allow this lawlessness to go unchecked.
Under New York's penal code, a person who uses deadly force must not only prove that they feared for their own life or someone else's, but that any reasonable person would have felt the same way. One witness said Neely had been screaming at other passengers but hadn't attacked anyone. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is investigating the incident. So far, no charges have been announced. In Serbia, several funerals were held for the victims of two mass shootings this week that happened over the course of just 2 days, leaving 17 people dead and 21 wounded, many of them children. The shootings on Wednesday in a school in Belgrade and on Thursday in a rural area have left the nation stunned. VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force claims to have downed a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. It's the first known time the country has been able to intercept one of Moscow's most modern missiles. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
An Air Force commander said in a Telegram post that the ballistic missile had been intercepted in an early morning attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier in the week. It was also the first time Ukraine is known to have used the Patriot defense systems. The United States, Germany, and the Netherlands have provided Ukraine with Patriot missiles. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Kentucky man convicted of throwing chairs and overwhelming police during the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021, has received a 14-year prison sentence. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The 14-year sentence for Peter Schwartz is the longest yet for any of the Capitol rioters. A federal judge criticized Schwartz, calling him a soldier against democracy. The welder, who has 38 prior convictions, came to the Capitol armed with a wooden tire knocker and a giant can of pepper spray, which he sprayed at officers. Prosecutors say Schwartz was among those throwing objects and pushing police officers, contributing to the fall of the police line. Schwartz had gone to the Capitol with his then-wife, who also received jail time. He posted on social media the insurrection was the opening of a war. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Britons were clamoring Saturday for a glimpse of Britain's newly crowned King Charles III and his wife, Queen Camilla, on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. The royal couple stood there to greet the jubilant crowds. They were surrounded by senior royals, Charles's son and first in line to the throne, Prince William and his wife, Kate, and their children among those on the balcony. Charles's siblings, Princess Anne and Prince Edward, were also there. Not on the balcony was Prince Harry, the younger son of King Charles III and a non-working royal, and Charles's brother, Andrew, who has been disgraced over a sex scandal. Despite a pouring rain, the Red Arrows, the Royal Air Force's aerobatic team, flew over Buckingham Palace, leaving red, white, and blue trails in the sky. The impressive military flypast was scaled down because of wet weather. California's Reparations Task Force is expected to vote Saturday on recommendations for a formal apology for the state's legacy of slavery and discrimination against black people. The group will sign off on key recommendations, making up its final report before the proposals are put in the hands of state lawmakers. Marissa Melton, VOA News.